Generally, the preparations are on course. We've met several stakeholders, and it appears like, the country is ready to have the elections.
There are claims and counterclaims of pre-election violence. Have you taken note of that?
We've taken note of everything. There have been a few skirmishes in Bo and also some of them in Freetown itself. But today we had a meeting with the National Office of the National Security, ONS, who say arrests have been made as far as Bo is concerned, and investigations are also going on. But these incidents of violence are sporadic, isolated, and I don't think they are of such magnitude as to disrupt elections on Saturday. We've also had some political parties, claiming that they are going to boycott the elections, but we've not heard that from the main APC, the opposition party itself, nor the government party, which is the SLPP. So we just feel like these are the usual posturing before elections. The opposition also called for the resignation of the Electoral Commission a few days ago. And the position of ECOWAS is that it is too late to try to call for radical changes about 72 hours before the elections. And so what we have observed is that the campaign period has been relatively peaceful. And credit has to go to all the stakeholders in Sierra Leone. And you can see signs of consolidation of democratic culture in the country.
You have just returned from Guinea-Bissau, where they had elections. Nigeria just had its own election. There's a referendum that took place in Mali, and Liberia soon to be having its own election this year. What does this indicate to you about democracy now in the ECOWAS region?
In fact, James, you are right. Given what happened in West Africa from 2020, where we had at least three successful coup d'etat and then a few unsuccessful ones, what has happened in the last year or so gives a lot of hope for optimism in the strength of democratic culture in the region. Because one characteristic of all the elections that we have observed over the last few months is their peaceful nature. It is also the relative credibility of the whole process, and also the indication by observers that by and large the elections were credible, they were free, they were largely transparent, and that gives hope for the future.
Ambassador Musa, thank you so much again. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, James.